Hello, everyone. I just want to thank you for joining and listening in today. I have created the podcast That's So Raven Simone because, yep, that's me. My name is Raven Simone. And this podcast is going to be discussing everyday struggles, personal goals, and understanding of the world in a spiritual perspective as a whole. This podcast will reflect human interests of many in order to contribute to the growth of society. And when I say spiritual perspective, just so we're all clear, what I'm saying to you all, it has nothing to do or directed towards religion itself, but having a spiritual relationship and spirituality being separate from religion. So my podcast will never focus on trying to speak upon what the religion to believe in or anything like that. This podcast is simply to be nothing but a progressive, productive voice. And I will tell you a little bit about what inspired me to create my podcast. So I guess that'll be the subject for this first podcast. And I have to say, what really truly inspired me was that I have been observing and aware of the resources that we have grown and evolved to attain in as far as social media and technology and so forth. And to be able to have such technology to create a platform that is supposed to give people the opportunity to connect all over the world in just moments with something productive, something that's supposed to be helping us better our world. And so in further elaboration on that, there was a news story today about Donald Trump and some kind of convention that's supposed to be held in Charlotte, North Carolina. And my thing is that when I had read the responses to this news story, I was in shock that this platform was set for us to be able to voice our concerns, our opinions about the matter, and how to go about things as far as anything political, anything in our lives, really. And when I saw that there was people who were targeting and addressing the imperfections of each political figure, I was just thinking, like, wow, you know, you just named every political figure that doesn't qualify. So my thing is that I believe in speaking with purpose. That's one thing that I literally self-instilled, was that anytime that I spoke, I wanted to speak with purpose. And growing up as a kid, I wanted to speak with purpose to make other kids happy, to, you know, help encourage a teacher when the students are not helping. I was, in fact, that teacher's pet. That's so Raven. But in further elaboration about this specific thing, the idea that any person who is using a platform to voice their opinions and thoughts, I believe in doing it with the purpose of trying to create change or a better solution, whether it's for the individual themselves or whether it's for society as a whole. So if you're going to target every political figure, my thing is that I interpret that behavior as though you're basically saying that you have a greater set of qualifications that you could do the job better. But of course, majority of people are not speaking or identifying these errors and flaws in our political figures for the sake of create a platform of, I would like to run and be a political figure who will create the best changes for you. So my thing is that our ancestors didn't have the opportunity to be able to not only connect with all of the world being everywhere else, but in addition to, they were unable to have their voice spoken about what their concerns, their needs are, and why certain figures that are representing us, they're not executing the dream or the goal to the utmost extent. And so in saying, anybody who chooses to use their voice, which is an amazing freedom to have, for anybody who has the interest and the passion to do so, by all means, tell us what you think the issues are. Share your perspective, because the thing is that we're all different minds. We're all unique minds. And although we're all the same as far as every person bleeds, every person hungers, every person wants to be loved, every person wants to be happy, we're all the same, but at the same time, we are each and every one of us different. So with that understanding, to hear and see the other perspectives can be a contributing factor as a whole, because as God had intended before, it's in the Bible that it says that, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. But the thing about that village is that the world has forgotten that we were a lot smaller when we first started. And so the village was actually the whole world. The world was the village. And it requires everyone to work together in order to be able to instill the best character qualities and being able to execute a upstanding and sound human being. So with that understanding, is that we all need to be conscious of what we're dealing with right now. Right now, the world is dealing with the pandemic of the COVID-19, or also known as the coronavirus. And for us to be in this times where we're dealing with this worldwide virus, and in addition to we're dealing with everyday murders, we're dealing with new rape cases and molestation, for everyone to have to deal with all this going on, it's a clear sign saying that God is trying to wake us up as a people and is trying to tell us that this is now the time to focus on what is necessary. We don't know how long this earth has left. We don't know how long left we have on this earth. And we should always be living it to the utmost of our abilities. But when we get so caught up in our failures and our pain and our struggles and the hurt that people have inflicted upon us, and the truth of the matter is that we've allowed ourselves to fall into our own sorrow for ourselves and the victim mentality, to the point that we forgot how to rise up and become the heroes that we need to be, instead of being or remaining as the victim or becoming the villain. And with this whole situation, after I had read these comments, I decided, you know, I felt in my heart to display the message that I did, which I happened to post on Instagram. I in fact deleted my Facebook account because I felt that the whole concept of using that media platform, and the only things that truly come out of it is a lot of people talking badly about some other person. If it's not that, then it's someone who might be exposing too much of themselves, whether it's flesh, whether it's emotions, whether it's anything. And so at this point, I had to make that decision that I got to keep my spiritual foundation intact. So I deleted my Facebook, but I did keep my Instagram. And what I had posted on that Instagram was that God sent this COVID-19 plague, and all the crimes of murder, rape, deception, and child neglect is a reflection of why the world is suffering. Let's focus on the mission. The mission for us in this world is how the world can progress for the benefit of everyone or almost everyone. Which political figure suits the needs of most, instead of which political figures suits the wants and the needs of the privileged. And put the energy towards growing and evolving as a whole. It's 2020 and the world has more technology. We have more safe sex and pregnancy preventatives. And yet, at the same time, to understand having these easy accesses to these things and technology, as well as we have easier access to make money, as well as create jobs. Yet, we have established and developed all these resources. We are in the highest cases of STDs and the most mental illness contributed crimes because people are allowing their personal struggles to break them instead of make them. And I was saying, we have this platform where the whole world can read and connect by media in one post. And this is the new school generation of people are creating and reliving racism, prejudice, like hate in general, all prejudices, basically falling back into the earlier days of life when life began. And so I continued on and I said, people, Jesus Christ is returning soon. It's 2020 years from now. Like, we're already there. Be your best selves. Focus on living your best life. And only place energy in the things we can control. The reason why I had said all this is because the one thing that we seem to do so often that history reflects and shows is that we allow ourselves to struggle, to hurt, to suffer more than what we would have or what is necessary to. And in addition to saying those things, I was a person who used to always have anxiety and stress about everything, including things I couldn't control. And it makes no sense to allow yourself to push yourself to that brink of potential madness that can sabotage the rest of your emotional, mental, and spiritual foundation. And I don't know how many people are out there listening who goes through this in their life, who no one is communicating about important things that create and instill character and morality and a peace of mind. And it just seems like everybody now just feeds off of so much negativity. And my thing is that it's hard to come out of it when you're not conscious. And so for me, I'm bringing this into my first podcast, and this was also kind of explaining my background about how I came to this decision to embark this journey to try to pour whatever God places on my heart to express and share. And I have to say, you know, for all y'all who are listening, just bear with me a little bit. I know my first podcast right now might be just a little shaky, but I was actually a person growing up who public speaking was not for me. I would get nervous. I could never fully perform the way that I want to, or I ended up sometimes just bowing out and giving up on doing something because it required public speaking. And so for me, doing this podcast, I'm overcoming a fear as well as encouraging and allowing the positive energy that wants to be put forth. I'm giving myself the opportunity to push myself and be that person that I'm talking to you guys about growing to become. We need to be the kind of people who are growing to become the best versions of ourselves we can be. No matter what your career occupation is. And that's another thing that I feel a lot of people have an insecurity or feel a piece of value depletion because, well, I just work in fast food. Well, I just make $2.13 an hour. I just do this. And the thing is that it's only little value if that's how you perceive it. You know, not everyone's meant to do the same thing, experience all the same things, or even live out to be any of the same things. And when you think about it, I had made this example with my mom and fiance not too long ago. But I had explained to them the concept of a CEO who's getting ready to start his or her day. And they're in a rush. They have their meetings. They have their schedule appointments. Majority of them are stopping at these fast food places like McDonald's or Burger King for their breakfast and their coffee. And my thing is that without that cup of coffee to help wake them up, without that breakfast to get their energy going, to allow them to be able to think clairvoyantly without feeling hunger pains and being distracted, no big person can do something without the little person. And it's like the whole concept or system of ants or wolves or bees is that it's a unit. It takes everyone in it for it to function and for it to flourish. And that's the same that I've been discussing that we need to do as a world and as a whole, is that we all have to focus on working together for the sake of everyone to have the greatest progress and the greatest achievements. If we care about the needs of everyone and everyone cares about those needs, then that means there's not one person who only cares about themselves. And the moment that you at least care for one other person other than yourself creates a whole movement for that person to care about a whole nother person other than themselves. And it reminds me of the movie that I loved and enjoyed watching called Pay It Forward. I think that's an old classic that needs to be either remade, needs to come back. I don't know. But I think we all need to be reminded of how great of a difference it is when we pay it forward, when we share and extend ourselves. And so pretty much after posting this post and seeing what I'm seeing and dealing with, I just knew and said, you know what? I can't continue to give advice, which I ended up trying to do. I gave advice to another lovely woman a couple nights ago at a gathering, very small. But encountering and meeting her, you know, she had some very insightful information, you know, about astrology and a deeper level than what I have educated myself. So when she was sharing with me certain things and how she was, you know, speaking upon me and things about me that I didn't even voice or that other people wouldn't typically just know from just seeing me. So, you know, I was very impressed. I said, you know, for the kind of lady that you are, and she was also a person who was very social and outgoing and has a voice that carries where she doesn't even need a microphone. But I had told her, you should start your own talk show or podcast, something. Anytime that people have knowledge or wisdom or experiences or any kind of information that a person can benefit from, it is not something to withhold for only yourself, because that's exactly how we do not allow the world to grow and progress as a whole. This is when we see only parts getting to flourish. And it's like, we don't want to see one or two flowers flourish in a garden. We want the whole flower bed flourished. That is at its peak of beauty. That is at its peak of resourcefulness and the air and oxygen, and all the other things that the plants provide for us. But no one ever wants to just see one flower or two bloom. They want to see the whole flower bed bloom and flourish and beautiful at its finest, all together. And that's exactly how we need to move as a world. So in addition to that, I just want to say again, you know, I appreciate all of you for listening, for giving your time and energy, and for anyone who has a voice that they feel they finally want it to be heard. If there's any kind of subject or topic that you would like for me to talk, you know, speak on, I am absolutely open and ready to move into that positive energy that the universe needs to connect with as a whole. And again, I thank you for listening to That's So Raven Simone, because yep, that's me. And I can't wait for our next podcast together. Feel free for any positive comments. If you have any indifferences, feel free to elaborate on any kind of suggestions or solutions to help me be better. Thank you all. Have a blessed night.